Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Ever get that weird feeling in your throat, like something stuck there? Even when you haven't been eating.
Oh, yeah. It can be really distracting, can't it? It makes you kind of wonder what's going on.
Definitely. It's one of those things that can, well, set off a bit of alarm.
And that tightness or feeling like there's a lump, it's actually something a lot of people experience. So it's totally understandable why it'd be concerning.
Mm-hmm. Your mind just races trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
We want to really look at that feeling. You know, the choking sensation or the lump in the throat that often pops up with anxiety.
Right. And we're using a really helpful YouTube video by Sean Kasam as a guide here. It's called How Anxiety Causes Choking Sensations, Lump in Throat. Good stuff in there.
Yeah, he breaks it down really well. So our plan today is to explore why this happens, how common it actually is, and just share some insights from that video.
Hopefully bring some clarity to what can be a really confusing and frankly scary feeling for people.
Definitely. Sean also mentions different ways anxiety shows up, right? Like some people get mostly nausea.
Mm-hmm. Or others get this throat thing we're talking about.
Or both sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, today we're really zooming in on that choking, tight throat, lump feeling.
And the first thing to really stress, like Sean does, is just how incredibly common this is. If this is something you feel, you are absolutely not alone.
That's so important to hear, I think.
It really is. So many people experience this with anxiety.
And, you know, when you feel something weird in your throat, it's natural to jump to, well, worrying thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. Like, is this something serious? Throat cancer. Your mind goes there.
Yeah, it's a scary place to go.
Totally understandable. And that's why the video rightly says the very first step always is get it checked by a doctor.
Rule out the medical stuff first.
Always. You need to know if there's an underlying physical reason.
But then often, like the video points out, you go to the doctor, they check you out, and then they say, it's just anxiety. Right. Which, okay, it's a relief. It's not something, you know, physically dangerous, maybe.
But it doesn't always feel like a full explanation, does it?
No. You're still left wondering, okay, why? Why does anxiety do this, make my throat feel this way?
Exactly. And that's where understanding a term the video mentions can be sort of helpful, even if the name is a bit dated. Globus hystericus.
Globus hystericus. Yeah. Sounds a bit old-fashioned.
It is. The hystericus's part comes from old ideas about hysteria, which we don't really use like that anymore. But globus just refers to that sensation, that feeling of a ball or a lump.
So it basically means feeling like there's a lump when there isn't one physically there.
Precisely. It's acknowledging that the sensation itself is real, even if there's no actual physical blockage causing it. It's a sensory experience.
Okay, so it's the medical term for that phantom feeling of choking or a lump.
Right. And the video does a great job linking this to the body's stress response, you know, fight or flight.
Ah, okay. So when you get anxious,
your body pumps out adrenaline, right? And that makes muscles all over your body tense up, including, crucially, the muscles in your throat.
Muscles in the throat tighten up because of adrenaline.
Yeah. There's a specific muscle, the cricopharyngeus, at the top of your esophagus. When that tenses up from the stress response, it can really create that distinct feeling of a lump.
Wow. Okay. So it's not imagined. It's actual muscle tension.
It's real muscle tension triggered by the anxiety and the adrenaline. It feels like something's blocking the way, but it's actually the muscle squeezing tighter.
So the feeling is real, but the cause isn't a physical blockage. It's the body's reaction to stress.
Exactly. It's a side effect of that heightened anxiety state. Your body thinks it's in danger.
That makes so much sense. Now, the video brings up something else interesting about swallowing.
Ah, yes. The tendency to consciously try to swallow when you feel that tightness.
Yeah. It's like you feel it and you immediately think, okay, I need to swallow to clear this. You try to force it.
And Sean suggests this little experiment, right? With a cracker or a biscuit.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, the idea is to just chew something plain like a cracker, but don't actively try to swallow it. Just chew.
Okay. So what happens?
What you usually find is that eventually you just swallow automatically without really thinking about it or forcing it.
Huh. Like breathing. You don't usually have to think about doing it.
Exactly like breathing. Swallowing is mostly an automatic reflex. We can control it consciously, but most of the time, our body just handles it.
So the anxiety isn't usually about the ability to swallow.
It's often more about the fear that you won't be able to, or the feeling that you have to force it because of that tight sensation.
But the experiment shows the automatic part is likely still working fine.
Precisely. It kind of highlights the worry often stems from the thought of having to force the swallow rather than a true inability.
That's a really neat way to demonstrate that. Shifts the focus.
It really does. And another angle the video explores is the connection to emotions.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, think about when else you might get that lump in the throat feeling, like during a really sad movie.
Oh, totally. Or if you're trying not to cry or feeling really moved by something.
Exactly. Or even nervous energy, like before speaking in public. That feeling can be a physical sign of built-up emotional energy.
So it's like holding back emotions can create that physical tension.
It seems like it can, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Video suggests that sometimes actually expressing those emotions, crying, laughing, even just talking things through can sometimes ease that throat sensation.
Huh. So letting it out might actually relieve the physical symptom too. That's fascinating.
It really connects the mind and body, doesn't it? Which leads to maybe the most crucial point Sean makes.
Which is?
That the goal shouldn't necessarily be just to eliminate the throat sensation itself.
Wait, really? But it feels awful.
I know, and it's totally natural to want it gone. But the video argues that this sensation is often just a symptom, a manifestation of the underlying anxiety.
Okay, so don't just focus on the symptom, look at the root cause.
Exactly. Sean uses this great analogy. Anxiety is like the main villain, the big boss.
Uh-huh.
And all the symptoms, the throat thing, the nausea, the racing heart, they're like the villain's army or henchmen.
Okay, I see where this is going.
You can spend ages fighting off the individual henchmen, but more will just keep showing up, right?
Right.
But if you focus on dealing with the main villain, the core anxiety, then when that's addressed, the whole army, all those symptoms, they tend to just dissipate.
Wow, that really reframes it. So the throat feeling goes away when the anxiety goes down, not necessarily by directly trying to fix the throat.
That's the core idea. Address the anxiety and the physical manifestations often resolve as a result.
Okay, that feels more hopeful somehow. So what can people actually do then?
Well, the video touches on starting points like acceptance. Just acknowledging the anxiety is there, not fighting it quite so hard.
Mm-hmm. And building core confidence over time is mentioned too.
Yeah, those are longer term strategies. But even just understanding this connection we've been talking about, that's a huge first step.
Just knowing why it might be happening can take away some of the fear, maybe.
I think so. Knowing it's likely anxiety, especially if a doctor ruled out other things, and understanding it's this muscle tension response, it demystifies it a bit.
Takes away some of its power.
Exactly. And the video also emphasizes, you know, seeking further help and support. You don't have to figure this all out alone.
Right. There are resources, therapies, people who can help you work on the underlying anxiety itself.
Absolutely. Finding that support is key.
Okay, so let's just recap the main takeaway here. That choking feeling, that lump in the throat with anxiety.
It's super common. It's usually a physical manifestation of your body's stress response, that fight or flight muscle tension.
And crucially, especially if you've been checked by a doctor, it's generally not a sign of a serious physical illness like cancer.
Right. It feels very real, but it's often anxiety driven.
And the really hopeful part is, it can get better.
Definitely. By shifting the focus from just the throat symptom to understanding and addressing the root cause of the anxiety, that's where real progress happens.
You can find relief and start feeling more like yourself again.
Yeah. And please remember, like we said, you don't have to go through this journey by yourself.
Reach out, explore resources, find support systems. That's such an important step in managing anxiety.
It really is. Taking that step is part of the path to feeling better.
So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. It's just understanding this connection, that your mind and body are reacting to stress in this way.
That understanding itself is powerful. It's a massive step forward on your journey. It empowers you to stop focusing just on the scary sensation and start thinking about how to address the anxiety beneath it. That's where the real change begins.